The duo promised a packed house at the Albany Labor Temple they'll continue to improve Albany if they're reelected. Both Democrats pointed to their track records over the last 3 years, saying the people they serve are the reason they want to run again. Apple telling the crowd,
"Public service is one of the greatest things you can do in a lifetime, and we've got a lot of good things done, we've got a lot of good things coming, and we're not ready to walk away yet."
That audio courtesy Time Warner Cable. In endorsing Apple, who does not have an opponent at this point, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan noted he's been a great partner.
"We've worked very closely with him, and the initiatives that he's undertaken have really been an important part of the justice side of what we're doing, you know, here in the police department."
Dan McCoy, a former county legislator, chalks up his successes to his brand of creative government.
"Partner with Sheriff Apple and District Attorney Soros, it shows working together, you can achieve so much for the people. And, you know, I got criticized 4 years ago for saying that I was going to treat county government as a business."
McCoy says his plan worked, and shareholders, being the taxpayers of Albany County, were the winners.
"Because we don't have to raise taxes. And, you know, we were under the cap last year. We're at 0% this year. And we're giving what people need."
Democrat Dan Egan, currently serving his second term on the Albany City School Board, has said he intends to primary McCoy. He told WAMC in January the incumbent has failed to serve both citizens and businesses.
"Well, I think this is going to be a people-powered grassroots campaign. And I think our staff, and the character that it takes to do the job."
Egan, who says he'll file to run in mid-March, is outspoken in his criticism of charter schools and believes he holds the key to a more unified, dignified county government. He counts Albany Common Councilmember Judd Crasher among his supporters. But McCoy has the endorsements of more powerful Democrats, U.S. Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, Congressman Paul Tonko, and Mayor Sheehan.
"Dan McCoy has been a great partner, and he has announced his reelection bid. He and I are working together on a number of initiatives to try to reduce costs, to try to work together to avoid duplicating services. We've been working very closely on the oil trains issue, on housing homeless veterans, and I look forward to continuing to work with him."
Egan and McCoy are scheduled to appear before the Albany County Democratic Party's Candidate Review Committee in March. The committee's endorsement is expected in April. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.